Hi, Marty Lurie here with Matt Duffy. Boy, nice to see you. A big hit. I made you the Chilton Auto Body Hit of the Week where you're hitting Houston.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Good to see you too, Marty.
Yeah, playing in Houston, a smaller ballpark, you came up. Boy, you got a pitch you can hit, and it unloaded the bases and got the team rolling.
Yeah, you know, it was a good road trip all around for the whole team. And that game especially, Heston threw a great game. And anytime you can give a guy you know, a strike thrower like that, a big lead, you know, makes it a lot easier on him. He doesn't have to be perfect. He can just pound the zone and work to his strength, which is throwing a lot of strikes. So
it seems every time you get on the field, something good happens. And then you don't get on the field for a few days. What's going on?
You know, I mean, that's my job, isn't to make a lineup or try to, you know, guess if I'm going to be in there or when. It's just to, you know, be ready whenever I do get called upon. So that's kind of my mindset. And it really takes the stress off of worrying about where I'm going to be and when I'm going to be there. It's just be ready for as many situations as possible. So if I get called upon, I'm ready for, you know, whatever it is.
Matt Duffy with us. Matt, playing third base, it's a new position for you, really. You haven't played much at third base. What is the transition? What do you have to do to be a good third baseman?
For me, it was getting used to being a lot closer to the hitter, and that's something that Wotus and Dunston and I really worked on a lot and still do, just taking ground balls up close, and just getting used to just kind of working the hands, because when it's that close, you're not worrying about moving your feet, you're not worrying about the throw, you just catch the ball, and then from there you have plenty of time to move your feet and get the throw to first base. So for me, it was just kind of changing my mental clock and understanding that just get low and catch the ball, whereas at shortstop you got to be in more of a position to throw as you're catching. So it was a little bit more of a mentality change, and then, like I said, getting used to just seeing the ball from that close of a distance.
You know, they call third base the hot corner. You think that's a good name?
Yeah, it's pretty appropriate.
All right, Sunday you get the game-winning hit, a very exciting fashion to drive a run in and come back against the Marlins. But interviewing you after the game, it was interesting to hear what you said. You said, look, I had it figured out. I knew when I was coming up, if this was going to happen. People have to understand, you are a very good baseball player. You know what's going on. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you want, you know, your teammates to do well and get the job done. You know, before you, and everybody did a great job of, you know, just putting together good at-bats and keeping the line moving, and that's what you want. But I knew that if I did get, I had to be, like I said, my whole thing is just being ready for whatever happens, whatever I'm going to be called upon to do. And I knew if I did get up in that situation, in that inning, it would be, you know, bases loaded, two outs, tie game. So that was, all right, let's you know, cheer the guys on, let's get it done before that. But if I do come up, I'm ready for it. And that was kind of the situation that I played through in my head. And so when I got up there, I wasn't surprised, and kind of saw it unfolding. And I was like, this is exactly how I saw it. This is exactly how I, you know, practiced in my mind. So that made it a lot easier once the situation did come, that there weren't much for nerves in terms of, you know, pressure or feeling. You know, like the weight of the world is on your shoulders, I guess.
I think the only guy you surprised maybe Cishek, who thought, it's Matt Duffy, I can take care of him.
Yeah, I mean, he's tough. He's got you know, he throws from a tough arm angle. All his pitches move. You know, in that situation, anytime a guy that's got a lot of movement like that, if he throws a pitch up, it's going to have less movement than when it's down. So I just looked for something up that I could handle, and that was second pitch, I got it, and from there, you just let it loose and hope for the best.
And it did. It found the 5.5 hole, the Tony Gwynn hole, and that was the game winner. The fans like you. The fans respond to you. Can you feel that?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm not a, you know, necessarily a big-time superstar, I guess, you know, so maybe that has something to do with it. Just kind of, you know, battle, I guess. I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. I'm not sure, but you definitely feel it a little bit.
All right, so you're playing third base. Everyone says, well, he's a third baseman. Look at him. He's skinny. He's a little kid. Can he play third base? What do you say to that? Because you seem to be able to do it.
For me, it's just working hard. You know, that's kind of what gives me confidence. I'm a confident person. I'm a confident player. I have to be. Like you said, I'm not the prototypical third baseman or, you know, not going to hit the ball 500 feet like Stanton will. So I got to have confidence somewhere, and for me that comes from hard work. And if you don't have confidence against guys that we compete against every day, you're going to get buried. So I have to play with a high level of confidence, and that's kind of what I do. I believe I can do anything. I believe I can get a job done in any situation. You know, it doesn't mean I'm going to be perfect. Nobody's going to be perfect, but I'm still going to, you know, have the confidence to be aggressive and give everything I can. I'm not going to be scared of any situation, and that's kind of my approach to the game.
Yeah, Dwayne Kuiper said it. You're not afraid of anything, and when you watch you play, obviously you're not. Now, do you talk to Casey McGee at all? Because you guys are sort of a tandem at third base.
Yeah, pretty much daily, especially in batting practice. You know, he helps me. I was just taking ground balls, you know, a few minutes ago, and he was helping me with one of the certain double play turns. And you know, it's pretty much a daily thing. He helps me a lot. At the same time, we are kind of competing a little bit for a spot, but I don't really see it that way. I think we both kind of see it as, you know, doing whatever we can to help the team win when we're in there. When I'm in there, I'm wanting him to do the best he can, because I know we're deeper if we're both doing well as a team. We're going to be a tougher team to beat. So, you know, and I think he's doing the same thing for me when I'm in there. So, I mean, we get along well. He helps me with something every day. He's, you know, he's giving me little pointers here and there. So that's kind of our relationship. It's very it's competitive, but we're still, you know, very much rooting for each other.
Well, last week I learned who Duffman is.
Yeah, Simpsons, I guess, beer mascot. I wasn't a big Simpsons guy when I was younger, but in high school, one of the local reporters was calling me Duffman, and it's just kind of, I don't know, I guess it's appropriate with the name, obviously, but I don't know, it's fun. I got the little decals on my bat that I look at, and it just kind of makes me laugh a little bit. So, yeah, it's just fun something to play with.
Well, you know, you have a following from all these little things. It's kind of fun, and it's not the Duffman, it's Duffman. I was corrected on that on the show last week. And the cat, come on, Skeeter, you get a game-winning hit. Everyone said the cat's going to have a great meal tonight.
Yeah, I don't know what my parents are feeding him down south right now. Maybe other cats or small babies or something. I don't know. I think he's big. He's a big cat. You have to lock him out of the kitchen when the other cats come to eat. But he's a big boy. That picture is not photoshopped. So,
okay. All right, Matt. Thank you so much as always.
Thanks, Marty. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Matt Duffy. More coming up on KBR 680, the Sports Leader.